Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
When you go on vacation, if you're like me, you bring the entire medicine cabinet with you, especially if you're traveling with your children. I plan and think about what I will need, but I probably bring too much and don't really need to bring it all. But then I'm kind of that opinion that if I bring it all, maybe I won't need it. My guest today is Dr. Avni Mahiji. She's board-certified pharmacist. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mahiji. So let's tell us about medications. If we are planning a trip, and especially with kids, what do you think are the most important things we should be bringing? And I think it depends whether we're going overseas or whether we're just going to Florida.
Right. Thank you for having me. So let's start with the jet lag. Jet lag is usually a term that describes the impact or the imbalance on your natural body clock. And this usually occurs when you're traveling, you know, across three or more time zones. So it's called the circadian rhythm, also known as our body clock. Is our internal timekeeping system. So it basically tells you when to sleep, when to wake up, and when to eat. This rhythm is usually entrained by the external factors, so such as the light and day, and it responds to your eyes detecting the light. So the readjustments of our internal clock is what causes the jet lag. So we can travel across different time zones, and the external factors, such as the daylight, nighttime, is contrary to our natural rhythm we're used to. And that's why we experience jet lag. So what can we do to prevent jet lag, especially with kids when we're traveling with them? What can we do to prepare ahead so we prevent the symptoms of jet lag? So one way to prevent it is by using behavioral modifications. There are things you can do before, during, and after travel. So I'm a pharmacist, and you know, medications are there to help you, but I'm also all about if there are other things we can do, like behavioral modifications, to treat the symptoms, then let's go ahead and try that first before we go on to the medications. So modifications that you can do prior to the travel is you want to start adjusting your body's clock to the new time zone. So for example, if you're traveling westward, you can move your bedtime 1 to 2 hours later than normal. If you're traveling eastward, you're going to start going to bed a little bit earlier. So this minimizes the jet lag when you actually get to your new time zone. Also, planning a stopover. If you have a really long trip, breaking up your trip also gradually helps you get used to the new time zone. That's another prevention that you can start early. Also, it's very important to get plenty of rest and exercise. So eating a healthy diet when departing on such a trip is really important. And the reason being is when you land, a good physical condition will help you cope better with the symptoms of jet lag.
So Dr. Mahiji, hold on, because I want to make sure these are short segments. And I want to make sure we get to the medications because people don't know what to bring with them and what's available wherever they're going. Do you bring Advil with you? Do you bring children's Motrin with you? Do you bring all of these things? Or do you expect to get them wherever you are and have to deal with it? So you've talked about jet lag and how to prevent that and rest. But what about bringing your over-the-counter things? Now, prescriptions we know you have to bring, and you have to bring them in the bottle that they go in because you might get stuck in security with them. But what about over-the-counters?
Right. So medications, as far as over-the-counter medications for jet lag, one of the most common ones is the melatonin, right? Melatonin is a hormone that's secreted naturally by your body. They have synthetic melatonin that you can purchase over-the-counter and as little doses of 0.5 milligrams. And basically what this does is that it mimics your natural hormone in your body and helps you go to sleep. So it's usually not helpful to take the melatonin before you get on the flight. It's more helpful when you're actually in your new time zone during the daytime when you're not resting.
That's so now, but what about a cold? Instead of jet lag, what about cold medication and medication for a sore throat? Do you bring all these things with, especially if you're traveling with kids?
Absolutely. You want to make sure that you have your Tylenol, your Advil, especially the infant's Tylenol if you have an infant traveling with you, children. Motrin is something that's an anti-inflammatory that's going to help you with the pain and fever and also some body aches and pain because with jet lag, when you're traveling, you're cramped in this tiny little space on the airplane and, you know, you have muscle pains and you have some fever. You're kind of breathing the same air. So bringing Tylenol and Advil are great options for you. Also bringing some antihistamines with you in case you have an allergic reaction are also great options for you.
Okay, so people bring all of these things with, and in Europe, of course, you can't trust that you're going to be able to go into a Walgreens and maybe buy whatever it is that you might need, so you bring it all with. Are these things that you should have on hand, like in your carry-on bag, so that means you have to buy them in the under 3 ounce bottles kind of thing for baby? I mean, you're going to maybe need them on the plane.
Absolutely. So they do have travel size medications for infants, for children, and for adults that you can certainly buy at a drugstore that you can carry with you, which are under 3 ounces.
Yeah. So that's, I'm sure that you have to really look. Now, what about things that we can do so that we don't get sick? Give us some of your best advice about not getting sick before we travel.
Absolutely. So eating a healthy diet, like I had mentioned earlier, getting plenty of rest, keeping hydrated. Dehydration is also one of the very common symptoms when you're traveling abroad or have a very long flight. Keeping yourself hydrated, staying away from caffeine or any sort of alcohol during the flight is extremely important. And also taking some vitamin C. Emergency, there's a product called Emergency that you can purchase over the counter, which has all the vitamins that you need to boost your immune system. So once you have that, it can help you fight off any of the circulating bacteria or any viruses that are in the flight or in your new time zone.
Dr. Mahaji, are you a fan of bringing prophylactic antibiotics with you? Do you think that people should ask their doctor before they travel and if they think they're coming down with something and bring it with them so that maybe they don't have to go to a clinic or something when they get to wherever it is they're going?
It's a good idea if you are at risk of getting an infection, if you have pre-existing conditions. However, I am not a huge fan of carrying antibiotics with you when you're traveling, especially for traveler's diarrhea. And like I said, if you have pre-existing conditions, you should carry them. The reason I say this is because of, the overuse of the antibiotics and the resistance. So we don't want to take antibiotics when they're not needed. If we have them with us, we're kind of self-diagnosing and taking the medication when it may not even be needed, when something like over-the-counter medication could treat it. So I'm not the one to promote carrying antibiotics with you. However, if you have pre-existing conditions, absolutely you should carry them.
And what about traveling in that big old germ capsule? You know, sometimes you see people and they've got their little sanitizer with them after everything they touch. And we do reports on the dirtiness in the plane and how easy it is to get sick to your stomach from things on the plane or even just to catch a cold in that refiltered air. So what do you
Absolutely.
Advise about the plane and staying healthy on the plane, hand washing and such?
Oh, absolutely. So general just hand hygiene, right? So you want to carry alcohol with you. Alcohol-based hand rub, so Purell makes one. It's better at killing bacteria than just washing your hands with soap. Yeah, you want to apply about 3 to 5 mL to, like, your dry hands. And, you know, the way you rub your hands, at least for 10 to 30 seconds, a lot of people don't know this, but when you're using alcohol-based hand rubs, you want to make sure that you have sufficient amount in your hand and that you're rubbing it for about 10 to 30 seconds. As far as breathing the same air is concerned, There's really nothing you can do about
nothing
that.
Nothing you can do, nope.
Because you're kind of breathing the same.
You are, and there's really nothing you can do about it, but your tips are great. Staying healthy, washing your hands, extra vitamin C, carrying these things with you, making sure you're good and hydrated and well-rested. All really good advice when you're traveling and when you're traveling with kids as well. Get them well-rested because traveling is fun and we have holidays coming up. So that's always great too. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. Thanks for listening and stay well.